Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Yes, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Of course, nationally, we'll talk about it if it makes sense, but we like to keep it in our own backyard. And man, our backyard is what's making national news. By now, you've probably heard the most recent developments. Maybe you have not, but obviously, the big story from last week's Georgia High School Association State Football State Championship Tournament was the incident that took place between the Brunswick and Gainesville game matchup, in which the game was suspended in the third quarter. Gainesville up 42-0 at that point because of a large altercation that went down and sidelines nearly clearing out by both teams. It resulted in, ultimately, Gainesville having 39 players suspended for the next round, which would be this Friday against Langston Hughes. They appealed that they eventually got four players overturned or reinstated, but 35 still out. Meanwhile, Brunswick, they get a 2026 postseason ban, as well as they were fined $5,000, according to some reports. Gainesville, in turn, files for an injunction earlier today. A Hall County judge granted the injunction, and what that meant was those 35 players could play. Well, not even hours later, Georgia High School Association files an appeal and postpones the game for Friday. Langston Hughes, Gainesville, a rematch from the state championship game, 3 years ago, supposed to go down this Friday, and now, even with everything that's taking place, now the game's not even going to happen. So, according to some reports, what I'm hearing is the earliest that this appeal can be heard is Monday, with the potential of the game being played on Monday. 404 726-0929. 404-726-0929. Would love to hear from you because this thing has been followed closely by not just the local high school community here in the metro and throughout the state of Georgia, but nationally. And there's so many people. I mean, I've been posting updates about it on my socials, on my own socials, and so many people are, you know, whether they're from the Gainesville community or they just support Gainesville. I mean, there's just so much back and forth. People understanding that, look, the rule is the rule and you can't leave the sidelines. It doesn't matter. So would love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. We'll talk about this throughout the night. But I reached out to Coach Andrico Hines last minute, literally like maybe 10, 15 minutes ago, because I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking to myself, now with this GHSA appeal, Langston Hughes is getting screwed on this because instead of having their typical preparation in between games, which, yeah, sure, they'll get extended time from their win last Friday until whenever this next matchup takes place. But the problem now is if this game does take place, GHSA can't move anything around. I mean, worst case scenario, maybe they move the next round for them to a Saturday. But because of the state championships being held in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they got to keep everything on track. So you're going to potentially put Langston Hughes or Gainesville, if for whatever reason they are able to play and they do come out on top. Now it's a shortened situation to prepare for the semifinals matchup. Like, this thing is getting messy. So love to hear from you. If you want to chime in, share your thoughts, especially all those who were hitting me up on the socials, voicing their side of things. 404-726-0929. Hey, if you're a coach or AD, you may not want to say anything, but maybe if you're a former coach or AD or, you know, have been in the high school sports world and you want to kind of chime in, would love to hear from you. We're going to have a great show from you. You will hear my conversation with Coach. Look at it. It's on the news right now. Going to hear from Coach Johnny White, head coach for the Douglas County Tigers football team. Of course, they're getting ready for their quarterfinals matchup against Buford. They took on Buford earlier this year. Ended up being a really good game. Of course, it's also not a rematch, but they also faced Buford last year during the regular season. So a rematch from their matchup earlier this year. You'll hear my conversation with him as they get ready for that matchup. And, of course, we'll do our prep roundup here in just a second where we give out our shout-outs and accolades. But, again, 404-726-0929. Would love to hear from you if you've got thoughts, want to weigh in on this entire situation with Gainesville, because now it's kind of a Gainesville versus GHSA type thing, because basically once Gainesville got their injunction agreed upon, GHSA came right back with the appeal, and now the game has been postponed for Friday against Langston Hughes. Sonny, how you doing? It's been a minute.
It has. But I was excited.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
excited to come in for the show tonight as soon as I seen what was on the news, like you said.
Yeah, man. So hopefully those phone lines light up and we'll hear from some people. But without further ado, good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Who, if you're like my wife, my mother, my sister-in-law, they're up in the kitchen right now, starting to get things ready. They've been at it really since I left to work with Dukes and Bell earlier today. They kind of been at it in the kitchen. So to all the moms and grandmas and aunties and everyone out there in the kitchen getting their food ready for tomorrow's festivities, shout out to you. And again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Sonny, happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go ahead and do what we do, man, and get into this prep roundup.
Let's go. Now it's time for the prep roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right. First up, again, if you hadn't heard, Gainesville files for an injunction. The injunction, a Gainesville judge rules in their favor on the injunction to reinstate the 35 players that GHSA suspended, and now GHSA has filed an appeal. The earliest reports are saying that that appeal can be heard is Monday. Therefore, GHSA postponed the game between Gainesville and Langston Hughes, which is supposed to take place on Friday. So we'll keep you up to date. And again, if you want to chime in, 404-726-0929. A couple of shout outs and accolades to give out. North Clayton football quarterback Justin Murphy named 3A Region 5 Player of the Year. Congratulations to him. McEachern football head coach Kareem Reed named the 6A Region 3 Coach of the Year. Harrison football wide receiver DJ Huggins and flag football Tatum Torrenti, they both reached 1,000 career receiving yards, so congratulations to the both of them. And then, as I mentioned, I reached out to Coach Andrinko Hines, head coach for Langston Hughes, but he was named the 5A Region 3 Coach of the Year. So those are some shout-outs and accolades that we have there. Looking back at the week, Thursday, since I last spoke with you, checked out a little flag football action, Southwest DeKalb defeating Columbia 32-0, and then later that night, Lakeside 13-0 to finish their regular season with 10 straight wins and finishing with a 13-3-1 record. Now they'll get ready for the playoffs opening round. They'll take on Camden County, but afterwards, here's Coach C. Ficklin about what he's seen from his girls down the stretch there to close out that regular season.
Keeping their composure. Just because they understand we're going to the playoffs, they still understand we got to end the regular season on a good note.
All right, and with that being said, like you said, now you'll get ready for the playoffs. What do you need to focus on moving forward here as you get ready?
Confidence. Keep your head in the game. Play until the last play. To the clock, say 0-0-0.
All right, and again, that was Coach C. Ficklin of Southwest DeKalb flag football team. They'll get ready for Camden County opening round of the playoffs. We're going to mix in some calls here because they are coming in. Let's head out to the phone line, the waitforit.com hotline. Johnny from ATL calling. Johnny, man, welcome into the show. Only thing I ask, Johnny, keep it clean and respectable. But, man, what are your thoughts on this entire Gainesville and GHSA situation?
The GHSA got it wrong. They got it wrong. They should let the kids play and then discipline them next year. Do the same thing they do in the Brunswick. Give them a postseason ban and fine them. Because don't ruin this team career this year because what Brunswick did, because they was the aggressor. And they just defended their people, man. That's how I look at it.
All right, well, let me ask you this, Johnny, before I let you go, though. The rule says you can't leave the sideline. You can't enter the field to play when altercations are taking place. So
I understand that.
If you know, correct me if I'm wrong. If you allow this in this instance, now what are you doing in the future? And I understand, look, you're only talking about a one-game suspension. Now, granted, it's 35 players. That's a lot of players. So a postseason ban for next year wasn't necessary. And that's what I think GHSA did. They did the fair thing because, to your point, sure, they could have been like both of y'all out the playoffs.
Well, like I said, one of them already is out the playoffs.
Right.
So and discipline them by, hey, okay, you find in the school and then give them a postseason ban and even find a coach. So, hey, these are 15- and 16-year-old kids. So their emotions, you can't even hold back NFL players from running the field. So how you gonna hold back a 16-year-old kid for doing the same thing and ruin their season because they didn't start it. The other team started to say, okay, we out. We're 42-0. So I'm in this with a fight, and I'm going to get them put out of the playoffs too.
Yeah,
so if you ban Gainesville from next year postseason, okay, that's a lesson learned. Like, okay, the coaches need to get their team together. So basically you put it on the coaches now. Or because if they do happen again, I'm going to have a postseason ban, and a lot of people will start leaving that school, going somewhere else.
All right.
So,
Johnny, thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
Yeah, man, appreciate your call. And listen, I understand what you're saying. The biggest challenge is the fact that I've been covering high school sports here in Georgia now since 2016. So, what, 9 years, something along those lines, right? The problem is, as I mentioned to Johnny, like, you set a precedent if you don't enforce something. Enforcing something for next year while allowing them to continue and still potentially win a state championship kind of doesn't do them any justice, because now you're going to next year not being able to defend the title, and you still – I don't know. I just don't know that really gets the message across. I understand 100% about the kids who – especially those seniors. This is it. For some of those kids, they'll never wear a helmet and shoulder pads again now at this point. And I 100% get that. Listen, I am totally – I hate this entire situation. But at the same time, I've seen GHSA enforce the rules no matter who the team was, the players. I mean, I've seen them strip a girls' soccer team for their state title. What was it? Last year, they banned Stockbridge football for getting into the state championship tournament. Like, I've seen them enforce their rules. And I just wonder, if this was a regular season game, would we still be having this conversation? Would there be this much call for let the kids play? Or would everyone just kind of be like, hey, well, you know, it is what it is. We'll move on to next week. So it sucks, man. And like I said, to me, who's getting the real raw deal in this is now Langston Hughes, because of GHSA filing their appeal and therefore forcing this game now to be postponed. 404-726-0929. Let's head out to Corey. Corey, what are your thoughts on this entire situation? Just like I said to Johnny, man, whatever you do, keep it clean and keep it respectable, bro.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. From my understanding, too, there's multiple angles of video showing that the Gainesville kids followed behind their coach. They didn't just take off and leave. They took off behind their coach. And there's so many rumors going around, man, that there's somebody saying that you see the referee just saying, go get your players. He didn't specify to the coach to go get your players. So if the coach run out on the field and there's a fight, you think the players is not going to just say, hey, coach taking off, let's go, you know? It's your instincts, man. Sometimes you can't knock people for their instincts. You see your brother at war and fighting and he's getting beat. Your instinct is to take off and run. And then also, I got a quick question for you. Do you think criminal charges could be pressed against Brunswick's kid? Because I also heard a rumor that it was the big kid number 77, the one who started the fight. From the beginning of the game, they was talking smack and doing dirty stuff, and the referees never really stopped it. So the referees need to get some kind of punishment, too, and investigate into why they didn't stop nipping in the bud probably from the beginning. You get what I'm saying? If that's true.
Yeah.
If all those things are true.
Yeah, Corey, we got to catch a break. Thanks for your call. Real quick, to the part about the officials, I produced with Dukes and Bell, and we did have a couple guys call in that are officials. And I actually even called my father. He's been an official for over 30 years. Apparently, the National Federation rule for officials is they cannot physically put their hands on players in incidents. How, if that's the case, cool. My thing is the official closest to it could have started blowing his whistle for, waving his hands like, hey, we got a situation, because he was closest to it. And there was enough time before it kind of got out of hand to where maybe if he drew attention to what was going on, some of the coaches could have got out there a lot quicker. But once the one kid, the number 77 that he's referring to from Brunswick, once he trucked the Gainesville kid, it was a wrap. The angle I saw, I can't necessarily say that I saw them running behind the players running behind the coaches. The problem is the rule says you cannot enter the field to play. It doesn't matter was happening. We just saw this happen collegiately with Duke and West Virginia women's basketball 2 weeks ago. Benches cleared in a brawl, and West Virginia had to continue the game with five players, one fouls out, so they had to finish with four players. Luckily for them, they still won the game. All right, 404-726-0929. We're going to take more of your calls on this. We'll continue with the prep roundup. Gainesville, GHSA, and now Langston U is catching the short end of the stick. Love to hear your opinions on it. This is Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.